We have a football game on Sunday. Eagles and the Carolina Panthers. And on Thursday, we'd love to bring in our stats ace. His name's Paul Hembakidis, the great Hemba from Get Up on ESPN. Welcome, Hemba. How are you feeling today?
Yeah, Mikey Miss, I'm good. Based on all the calls you're taking, I would think the Eagles have a bye this week.
That's amazing. This is what a Thursday game does. It keeps you out of mind, out of sight, and then the Sixers start, and then there's controversy with the Sixers. So, we're gonna regenerate a lot of football talk, starting with you, Hemba.
Let's do it.
All right, let's talk about how the Eagles have to attack the Carolina Panthers, and I'm assuming it's like right in the middle of the field with tight ends.
You're exactly right. So one area I fully expect the Eagles to control on Sunday on offense is the middle of the field, as you noted. Carson Wentz has been masterful in this area, completing 15 of 16 attempts between the hashes this season, 11 of which have gone for first downs. And that means Zach Ertz could be a matchup nightmare for Carolina. Opponents are completing 80% of attempts when targeting tight ends against the Panthers this season, with a QBR of 96 out of 100.
All right, let's look at the other side here. The Eagles' defensive line, it's a little iffy right now with that one tackle position. But there's a really interesting stat about where Carolina likes to run. And it's going to test the Eagles this week, isn't it?
No doubt. This is a classic matchup of strength versus strength. This Eagles' rush defense has been highly touted, at least somewhat. But this just might be their biggest test yet. Okay, and the players to watch here, in my judgment, are Derek Barnett, Michael Bennett, and Helotinata, should he return this week. Carolina averages more than 7 yards per rush on attempts to the left. That's the best rate in the league. Conversely, the Eagles allow only 14 rush yards per game to that side. Again, offense left, defense right, on a meager 2.3 yards per attempt. And both of those marks lead the NFL.
That's because that Fletcher Cox would be on that side.
Well, that's so. He's a monster. Yeah. He occupies enough space for a couple guys, as you know. But if they run like off tackle left, they could stretch the Eagles in a way that I'm not sure they're prepared for.
All right. Second down is going to key the Eagles' success on defense. Tell me about it.
Yeah, it's peculiar, but we've heard a million times from all these football people, they tell us how important execution is on third down. In my judgment on Sunday, second down will key the Eagles' success on defense. Carolina runs the ball more frequently than most teams on second down, and that's really opened up their play action, Mikey Miss. In fact, Cam Newton is 14 of 17 on play action attempts on second down this season, with 3 touchdowns against no interceptions. And he's completed 5 of those passes and 2 of those touchdowns to Devin Funchess, whose average target has come more than 12 yards past the line of scrimmage. This is where they take their shots.
That's really interesting because he's also pretty good on first down. He's averaging 6.12 yards per carry on first down when he runs the football.
And that has enabled them to open up the offense in a huge way on second down. And frankly, the Eagles have been a bad play-action defense this year. This could be an area that Carolina could really exploit if the Eagles can't create pressure on play-action opportunities.
Right, now, remember the old days when you were roaming around Westchester? We talked about Andy Reid, how good he was off of byes, right?
Oh, that's right.
All right, so his pupil, Doug Peterson, is pretty good off of extra preparation.
Yeah, the same narrative holds here under Doug Peterson. So he's thrived at the extra prep in the past, which is especially noteworthy if you plan on laying a few shekels on the game on Sunday. The Eagles are 6-2 against the spread and 7-1 outright in their last 8 games with extra rest, meaning more than 6 days since their previous games, of course. And their most recent such loss came in week 2 of this season on the road with Nick Foles under center. So for all intents and purposes, we can throw that one out.
All right. Now, I know it's still like we think that everything is all right with the Eagles. They've evened their record, right? But we're 4-3. Tell me about the 4-3 mark.
This is huge. So every week, I like to contextualize the importance of each game based on the historical perspective. And this one, Mikey Miss, is a doozy. Under the current playoff format dating to 1990, 183 teams have started a season 4-3. 90 of them made the playoffs. That's practically a coin flip. Conversely, the exact same number of teams have started 3-4 over that span. Again, 183. And only 32 of them made the playoffs. That's 17%. So history says the Eagles are about 3 times as likely to make the playoffs with a win this week than they are with a loss.
Sounds like a must-win.
Yeah, the odd games, how poorly they play. Look, I came on last week. I destroyed the Eagles based on recent stats and trends. They made me look like a fool. I'm hoping that some of these more recent things, and look, this is a week-to-week league, as you know. You got to feel a lot better headed into this one.
All right, Hembo, you like the Eagles.
I like the Birds. The line, obviously, now 4.5. Their Eagles are getting a ton of love. I'd probably be willing to spot them up to 6.5 points.
Wow.
But Carolina does well. I don't think will faze the Eagles too much. The teams that have really exploited the Eagles' defense this year have been, especially the Vikings and the Bucks. Yeah, I mean these teams can really stretch the field against them with dynamic wide receivers. I don't see that happening on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And if the game is being played in a phone booth, I actually favor the Eagles.
In a phone booth, I think I like that.
Yeah, pulled that one from Mike Golick on my Mike and Mike day.
Yeah, Mike Golick remembers when there was phone booths. Actually, this time it's all a phone booth. Jimmy Conway was knocking it over in Goodfellas.
He probably still uses one.
Yeah, absolutely. Hembo, always a pleasure, man. Thank you.
You're a good man.
All right, there he is, Hembo from ESPN's Get Up, throwing some stats at us.